Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, I'm sure you've had your eye on the weather. If not, there's a whole row of thunderstorms coming right at us within the next hour or so. There's a severe thunderstorm warning, so be on the lookout for that. It's 84 degrees right now here in Marion, Ohio. And yes, indeed, the weather radar that I'm looking at, according to weather.com, which you can see as well if you go and type in the Marion zip code, is showing a whole line of rain and storms coming right at us, so be prepared. And you just never know about weather in Ohio, do you? Well, I had a great weekend. I hope you did too. I'll tell you about it coming up next. First of all, thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Monday, 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesday and Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursday, 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks so much to our supporter, Waldo Barbershop, for underwriting today's broadcast. 20 minutes past the hour. Hope you all are doing well out there today, and hope you all are feeling okay. So over the weekend, we were originally going to go up north to the Sunflower Festival. Well, we got word from the fine folks up there that there really wasn't that big of sunflowers this year. The sunflower crop just wasn't doing that well. So we made the decision to go someplace else. So we went over to Holmes County in Amish country. And so we went and visited all our usual places that we like to visit. Hirschberger's Bakery and Farm, right before you get to Berlin, if you're traveling, basically east from the Marion area. And make a right there on, is it 557? It's 550-something. But anyhow, you go out there, and Hirschberger's Farm is right there in Bakery, and they have humongous donuts, and they are really good and delicious. Then we went up the road to Miller's Bakery, and that was a lot of fun. They have a whole case of chocolates, which is really good up there. And we just had a good time over in Amish country. So that was our weekend. And then we had an anniversary party to go to. So I want to say congratulations to, Dewey and Joette from Waldo. Congratulations to them. They celebrated 50 years last year. They didn't get to have their party last year because of the pandemic, so they had it this year, and they had a nice party, music, food, and dancing, and it was just a lot of fun and to celebrate with those fine folks. So there you go. That was our weekend. Hey, it's time to play trivia. Are you ready? Excitement, excitement, excitement. We've got a McDonald's gift card to give away today, a $5 McDonald's gift card. All you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer one of my trivia questions. I will write your name down, put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner out of the stack, and you could be a winner of our McDonald's gift card. Everybody's welcome to call, so feel free. And we were a little lower on calls last week than we were normally, so the lines will probably be wide open for you. So get ready to call, and here's our first question. When pollution and fog mix, what is created? When pollution and fog mix, what is created? Which mountain chain runs down the western side of North America? Which mountain chain runs down the western side of North America? What is a tsunami sometimes incorrectly called? What is a tsunami sometimes incorrectly called? What is the national musical instrument of Scotland? What is the national musical instrument of Scotland? My phone number, by the way, which I think I forgot to give out, is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call if you know the answer to any of these trivia questions. What style of music is Chicago known for? What style of music is Chicago known for? In which season are mince meat pies cooked and eaten? In which season are mince meat pies cooked and eaten? Who marketed the short-lived BK baguette sandwich? Who marketed the short-lived BK baguette sandwich? 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how are you, Ernie?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Good.
Sounds like you had a nice weekend.
It was a lot of fun.
I really enjoy Holmes County up there, Berlin, and I usually go up to Kidron and go through the hardware store.
Oh yes, yep, big hardware store up there.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. So some of that stuff, though, the kitchen appliances are pretty darn expensive.
Yeah, they sure are. Yep, they will cost you for sure.
Right.
Yeah, whenever you go to Amish country, you want to take some cash over there because you'll always be dropping some money on something, either
right.
Some food.
A lot of places to visit, you know. And I hate to see that big old flea market type place there, you know, burned down a couple, three years ago.
Yeah.
It was a big place, two big buildings, and they had a big parking lot out back, probably 400 or 500 cars parked back there.
Flea markets are a lot of fun to go through.
Yeah,
that was too bad. That was a shame.
Yep, well, your one first answer is smog.
Smog, yep, that's what I'm looking for.
I witnessed that around L.A. a few times.
Oh, I'll bet you did.
I mean, you couldn't see a half a mile, you know, and it was basically a sunny day almost, you know, and just a little bit of moisture, a little bit of clouds, and that smog really turns dark, you know, it's real dark gray.
Mm-hmm. Man, it just
can't be too good for you to breathe.
No, it can't. You maybe want some oxygen after breathing that.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. Yeah, smog can't be too good for you at all. I always wonder what it kind of affects the air when we get that smoke from the fires around here.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
There's got to be a lot of particulates in that.
Yeah.
It'd probably be better to stay inside in the air conditioning, you know,
right.
A lot of time.
Exactly.
Yep.
Because it just, like you say, even on a sunny day, even that smoke that comes in, you can just sure tell the difference.
Yeah. Sounds like they're getting a little bit under control and maybe get a little more favorable weather here.
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
I hope so.
To help them.
Yeah. One of my cousins is fighting one of those fires out there.
Oh, boy. That's pretty dangerous work.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Because they travel so fast.
They sure do. They can jump and do everything else and just surround you just like that.
Yep.
For sure.
Our thunderstorm and rain and stuff is just starting to hit now.
Okay. All right. It's coming in.
It's windy and, raining and so... Hope it's not too bad.
Yep, I knew it was going to hit while I was on the air, so I thought, look out.
Yeah, I didn't. Our friend didn't set a new Guinness record this week.
Well,
you know, not that I heard of anyway.
Well, I've got one, and this could be a little old. He chopped up kiwis.
Okay.
In 1 minute, standing on a balance board.
Was that with his samurai sword?
This was a samurai sword, and it was just a different fruit this time.
Okay.
And, this time he was with Jonathan Hollywood Hannon.
Okay. Yeah, the other time it was somebody else for first time. And
right.
Yeah, I forget what fruit it was, but it wasn't kiwi.
Yeah, so I'll have that coming up.
Good.
He did something else. I happened to see that just as I was about ready to give up.
Yeah,
because I was looking around for him.
Yeah, he did. I don't know if he, you know, last year he wanted to attempt. He wanted to do one a week, 52 records.
Yeah.
I know he was awful close.
Yeah.
But I never did hear if he really made his record or not. So.
Right.
All right, I'll get off. Let somebody else get on.
All right, Ernie. Always good to talk to you.
Good talking to you, Nate.
Take care.
Bye bye.
All right, there's Ernie starting things off. 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to any of my trivia questions, give me a buzz. I'll get you signed up for a chance to win. Hi, we're on the air.
You looking for the Rocky Mountains going up the west end of the west side of America?
Yes, I am. I believe so. Let me check here. Yes, I am looking for the Rocky Mountains. Absolutely. How are you today?
Oh, I'm clicking along. Just got home right before the rain hit.
Yeah, there you go. That's all right. Is this Scott?
Yes, it is.
All right, Scott. I am glad you got through, my friend. And is it starting to storm? You're starting to storm where you're at, probably.
I've been home for 5-10 minutes, and it's been raining since I got home.
It's actually
starting to get lighter out here.
Okay.
It's headed your way, Nate.
All right. Well, we'll hunker down and get ready for it.
Yeah, because I drove out here, and I mean, it was dark enough my headlights came on.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll see what we're in for anyhow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I will sign you up, Scott. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, good talk to you, too.
All right. You have a good night now.
You, too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Yeah, bye. All righty. 740-383-9944. It's 40 degrees as the rain and the storms move into the area here. According to the radar, we've got some thunderstorms that'll be moving in here, according to our friends at weather.com. So you can check that out for yourself if you have the internet or maybe a smartphone. Hi, we're on the air.
Mince meat is false.
Yes, mince meat. Yes, how are you today?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing good. Is this Judy C?
This is Judy C.
All right, Judy C, we'll get you logged in, okay?
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling. All right. Yes, indeed. I don't know if you can hear the thunder in the background, but we've got the thunder coming in here at WWGH Studios here on South Prospect Street. Oh, and we've got the sirens going off, too. Severe thunderstorm warning, at least. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Burger King had the baguette.
Right. Burger King is the one that had the baguette. Short-lived. Did you ever try it?
I don't think I ever did.
I didn't either. I didn't remember that one. I remembered a couple of other ones that they tried and moved on, but I didn't remember the baguette. So there you go. Well, how's your day going today?
Well, it's raining hard down here by Richwood.
Okay. All righty. And what's your name?
Mark.
Oh, Mark. Okay, Mark. We will get you signed up here, my friend. And
Thank you much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yes, that siren is going off here at the WWGH Studios here on this Wednesday, August the 11th, as we roll along on Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1, as we brave the storms together here. All right, we got an open line available for you, 740-383-9944. What is the national musical instrument of Scotland? What is the national musical instrument of Scotland? What type of music is Chicago known for? What style of music is Chicago known for? And those are the trivia questions that we have to start off with. Remember that country song, As the Thunder Rolls? I'm not a good singer, but remember that one? Yes, indeed. Who sang that? Was it Garth Brooks? Or was it... It might have been. I can't remember for sure. Been a while since I heard the song. I have to pull it up on my Spotify. Listen, when the thunder rolls and the lightning crashes. Yeah. Alrighty. Hey, check us out online if you get a chance. My website, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. You can check our sponsor's little graphic, Waldo Barbershop. He's got a little graphic up there. Check that out, as well as other things. That's all at radionate.webs.com. Hey, offbeat fun facts we've got for you right now. Hey, there are more tigers owned by Americans than in the wild worldwide. There are more tigers owned by Americans than in the wild worldwide. My lights are starting to flicker. I hope it stays on. Hi, we're on the air.
How about the bagpipes?
The bagpipes is what I'm looking for.
All right, put Sarah down.
Put Sarah down?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put Sarah down.
Okay, all right, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Hey, I also want to mention, I got word the other day, one of our regular callers, David, he calls in quite a bit. Remember him if you're praying person, or if you send out good vibes, or whatever it is you do, just send him some good thoughts up, because he is not doing well physically at all. He's just really, really sick, and so that's all we've got on him. So just remember David, and we would appreciate that, and getting better so he can give us a call back and play trivia with us, you know? We want everybody healthy and feeling good, and that's what we want right here. Alrighty, offbeat fun facts. Hawaiian pizza was actually created in Canada. In Venus, it actually snows metal. The average dog can understand over 150 words. Blueberries are one of the only natural foods that are truly blue in color. Maine produces more wild blueberries than anywhere else in the world. 75% of the U.S.'s tart cherries come from Michigan. Australia has 10,685 beaches. You could visit a new beach every day for more than 29 years. Elephants can smell water from miles away. And golf was the first sport to be played on the moon. There you go. Offbeat fun facts for you here on Offbeat News and Trivia on your favorite radio station, Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH, home of Scott Spears in the Morning, Monday through Fridays, 8 to 10 a.m., with all kinds of guests and all kinds of fun. And so tomorrow, be sure to tune in, because you've got Scott, you've got Glenn, I believe you've got Adam. Of course, you've got Charlie on at 1 o'clock. And if I'm forgetting anybody tomorrow, I do apologize. But so a great day of broadcasting tomorrow. I always love listening to Glenn's Swap Shop. That's a great show at 12 noon. if you ever catch Glenn on a Swap Shop fun program. Hey, we'll come back and hit some more trivia questions in just a moment. Right now, I've got three stories for you, a trio of offbeat news here. And I was talking about this story with Ernie, an Idaho man with over 200 Guinness World Records used a samurai sword to slice through 85 airborne kiwis in 1 minute while standing on a balance board to claim his latest title. David Rush, who breaks Guinness records to promote STEM education, said slicing through kiwis while standing on a balance board marks his 10th record inspired by the popular Fruit Ninja video game. Now, he's over 200 Guinness World Records, but this is his 10th inspired by Fruit Ninja. Now, if you've never played Fruit Ninja, it's a game that you can play on your smartphone, and you slice fruits as they come up, and every once in a while they have a bomb come up. You don't want to slice the bomb because that makes you lose. Rush sliced through the kiwis, which were thrown by Rush's neighbor and frequent collaborator Jonathan Hollywood Hannon, who used both arms. Hannon threw a total 89 kiwis in the 1 minute time limit, but three were disqualified for not being completely halved, and one wasn't sliced until after the time expired, putting Rush's new record at 85. Also, a North Carolina angler's catch is going viral after a Facebook post revealed he reeled in a fish with a mouthful of human-like teeth. Yes, indeed, this fish has teeth, and my goodness, they look just like humans. Jeanette Pier, a popular fishing destination in Nag's Head, posted photos to Facebook showing angler Nathan Martin posing with the 9-pound sheep's head fish he reeled in this week. The post hashtagged Big Teeth Big Times was shared hundreds of times on the social media site, with commenters pointing out the human-like qualities of the fish's teeth. It's a very good fight when you're fighting on the line. It's a really good catch, and it tastes very good, Martin told McClatchy News. Sheep's head fish are known for their teeth, which allow them to eat omnivorous diets. They typically are found in coastal areas, including North Carolina. As the thunder continues to roll here at WWGH, If I go off the air, you'll know that our power went out here for a second, so hopefully it'll come back on if it goes out. Right now my lights are flickering. It looks like I'm just having fun with my lights, but... Anyways, a Wisconsin man who has held the Guinness World Record for lifetime Big Mac consumption since 1999 had his record updated with his latest total, 32,340. Donald Gorski of Fond du Lac said he averages two of the McDonald's signature sandwiches a day, and he's been making them a part of his routine since 1972. Guinness World Records recognized him as the record holder for most Big Mac burgers eaten in a lifetime in 1999, and the record-keeping organization says he has now broken his own record with a total of 32,340. Gorski says he keeps the packages and receipts from every burger. Don Gorski did not tell me about his Big Mac obsession when we first met. I'm not sure it was quite an obsession then. He ate Big Macs every day. Sometimes I would even bring him a Big Mac. I just didn't realize it would go on forever, Gorski's wife Mary told Guinness. Gorski said he has a love affair with a sandwich, and it began when he got his first car. I drove straight to McDonald's, got my first three Big Macs, then got in the car and ate them. In that moment, I said, I'm going to probably eat these for the rest of my life. And sure enough, he has. All right, there's a severe thunderstorm warning going on right now on this Wednesday, August the 11th, as we roll through a Wednesday afternoon together on Offbeat News and Trivia. And the radar is showing there's some thunderstorm activity going on right over the Marion area. If you want to check it out, weather.com has the... rotating weather map, I guess you want to say, and radar, weather radar. So if you want to check that out, you can at weather.com. Just type in your zip code for the Marion area. Or if you have the app on your phone like me, you can just tap on it. It'll show you. Okay, some more trivia questions here. We hope to get some more answers at 740-383-9944. We're giving away a McDonald's gift card. All you need to do for a chance to win is call, answer a trivia question. I will put you in a drawing. And here at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. Here we go. What is a tsunami sometimes incorrectly called? What is a tsunami sometimes incorrectly called? What is the national musical instrument of Scotland? What is the national musical instrument of Scotland? What style of music is Chicago known for? What style of music is Chicago known for? What is the name of the cowboy hero in Toy Story? What is the name of the cowboy hero in Toy Story? Roast turkey is sometimes accompanied by a sauce made from which tangy fruit? Roast turkey is sometimes accompanied by a sauce made from which tangy fruit? Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, the Scotland is bagpipes.
Bagpipes, correct. How are you doing today? Are you surviving the storm out there?
Oh, yes. I just got done baking a cake. I was hoping the electric wouldn't go off until it got done.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's good. I'm glad you got that done. Is this Phyllis by chance?
Yes, it is.
All right, Phyllis. Good to talk to you. We will get you signed up, and we'll just hope we all brave the weather out there.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All righty. You know, okay, I got bagpipes crossed out. We've got that one answered. Here we go. Okay, I have a sting in my tail, and I am related to spiders. What am I? I have a sting in my tail, and I am related to spiders. What am I? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, sauce is made out of cranberries.
Yeah, sauce is made out of cranberries. That's correct. How are you today?
Not too bad.
Good. Is this Lee by chance?
Yep.
All right, Lee. Good to hear from you. And you holding the fort down out there okay?
So far, if it don't blow me away here.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
If the lightning don't hit me.
Right. Dodging lightning strikes and all that wind and rain out there, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good to talk to y'all. I'll get you signed up for a chance to win, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Lee. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. 4:46 is the time. I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast, and he also happens to be my barber as well. So if you go to my website at radionate.webs.com and take a look, and if you like my haircut, well, there you go. All right. Rick down there does a he's a good guy. He's a really good guy. And like his motto says, consistent quality, economically priced, there you go. 4:47, and let's see if the temperature drops. Sometimes when the storms come in, the temperature drops. And let's see if that happened. Yep, 75 degrees here during the thunderstorm right now. So it did cool off a little bit. That happens when the storms come through, for sure. All right, let me give you another page of trivia here. See if I can interest anybody else out there in answering one of these trivia questions. At 4:55, we'll do our drawing for this McDonald's gift card. Which rock and roll band sang Rock Around the Clock? Which rock and roll band sang Rock Around the Clock? This one's really easy. Who was known as the Man in Black? Who was known as the Man in Black? As those sirens start again, maybe. What plant forms the rather dull diet of the giant panda? What plant forms the rather dull diet of the giant panda? Where do young seahorses hatch? Where do young seahorses hatch? Hi, we're on the air. Bob, I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm sitting there watching the storm.
I know it.
Right now, there's no wind, but you know what they say? You're gone before the storm.
That's it. You know it.
The Man in Black would be thinking about Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash. Yep. Have you ever seen the movie Walk the Line?
Yep.
That's a good movie, ain't it?
Right. I saw that several times.
Yeah, that one sure is good. Well, what are they fixing for you tonight? Do you know?
No, I'm still semi-retired, so whatever they come up with.
Whatever they're fixing you, okay.
Yep, I'm still not up to it, and so I'm letting them do whatever they come up with.
All right, we're having bacon cheeseburgers tonight.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
Yep, that's what the wife's fixing, or I'm fixing, whoever gets home first.
Whoever gets there first, huh?
Yeah, whoever gets there first has to cook. So yeah. I'll be driving slow.
Yeah. A little bit ago, it stormed real bad here. Got it quit. And there's no wind or nothing, but we're going to get it.
Yeah, did you hear the sirens?
Yeah. I'm sitting here looking out the window right now.
Yeah.
We got some lightning. So, I hope everybody stays safe out there and be careful.
That's right. Everybody be safe and careful and hunker down and get ready.
Right. All right. Talk to you later, man.
All right, Bob. Thanks.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yes, indeed. We are here on South Prospect Street. Where are you? Are you out there hunkering down with a storm? Maybe you're driving in it. Oh. I got to drive in to head back down the road to Waldo when I'm done, so I'm kind of hoping for a little lull in the action come here at 5 o'clock, to tell you the truth. Okay. Hey, where do young seahorses hatch? Where do young seahorses hatch? And what is the name of the process which certain insects transform into others, for example, a caterpillar into a butterfly? What's that called? Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, Bill Haley and the Comets, Rock Around the Clock.
Right, Bill Haley and the Comets. Very good. All right, Phyllis, I have got you down.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Okay, we got 4 minutes left before we do this drawing, and hey, it is August the 11th, last time I checked. I have this flip calendar at home that has different sayings on it, different positive sayings, and I always try to keep up with it. Well, I was a little bit behind today, so I had to catch it up to August the 11th, so I had to make sure that I was on the right page, which I am. It is, the computer even says it, August the 11th. So there you go. Here's what happened on this day in history. In 1877, the two moons of Mars were discovered by Asaph Hall, an American astronomer. 1896, Harvey Hubble received a patent for the electric light bulb socket with a pull chain. We love those, don't we? 1924, newsreel pictures were taken of U.S. presidential candidates for the first time. 1934, Alcatraz in San Francisco Bay received federal prisoners for the first time. 1941, the Atlantic Charter was signed by U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt and British Prime Minister Winston Churchill. 1942, during World War II, Pierre Laval publicly announced the hour of liberation for France is the hour when Germany wins the war. 1951, the first Major League Baseball game to be televised in color was broadcast. The Brooklyn Dodgers defeated the Boston Braves 8-1. 1865, the U.S. conducted a second launch of Surveyor SD-2 for a landing on the moon surface test. 1984, U.S. President Ronald Reagan was preparing for his weekly radio broadcast when, during testing of the microphone, the president said of the Soviet Union, "My fellow Americans, I am pleased to tell you that I just signed legislation that would outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes." And also in 1984, the Cincinnati Reds honored Major League All-Star and Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench by retiring his uniform number 5. And there you go, August the 11th. That's what happened on this day in history, and we are 1 minute away from doing our drawing. If you know the answer to any of these outstanding trivia questions, 740-383-9944, we are giving away a McDonald's gift card today, a $5 McDonald's gift card, and we've got some folks in the drawing. Yes, indeed. And so we are ready to go for the drawing here coming up in just about 30 seconds. Again, we're under a severe thunderstorm warning, so be careful out there. The sirens have gone off a couple times here in Marion, at least that we can hear here on South Prospect Street where the studios are at. Hey, don't forget, Scott Spears in the morning, 8 to 10 a.m., and then Glenn Coble comes on right after that, and then he'll be on with Swap Shops. If you got anything to sell, 12 to 1 tomorrow is the place to do it. Yard sales, anything that you got around your house, just doesn't do titles and things like that. So there you go, tomorrow 12 to 1. Don't forget about it. Okay, here we go. We're going to mix everybody up, see who's going to win this McDonald's gift card. Alrighty then, here we go. I wish I could make everybody a winner, but I didn't bring enough gift cards this time. We'll just have to get a bunch of gift cards. Maybe there'll be another stimulus, and I can just bring in about 100. Wouldn't that be fun to give away that many gift cards? I'd have a ball. We wouldn't even be able to get all the calls in here, would we? Okay, let's mix everybody up. I've got new sticky notes, and they are very sticky, so they're causing me a little bit of problems. All right, the winner for today is Phyllis. Phyllis, congratulations. You win the McDonald's gift card. Thank you to everybody that called. I want to say a great big thank you to Ernie, to Scott, to Judy C., to Mark, to Lee, to Bob. Thank you all for calling in, and of course to Phyllis, who is our winner. Now, Phyllis, I don't believe I have your address down to send this to you. So, as soon as I go off the air here at 5 o'clock, if you could just call me and give me your address, and I will send this McDonald's gift card to you through the mail. So, Phyllis, as soon as I go off the air, phone in, give me a ring. I'll get your address down. We will send this in the mail to you. So I do not have your address, Phyllis. All right, but congratulations. You are our winner of the McDonald's gift card. We got just enough time for our ladies' corner, and I've got maybe something a little unusual today. Steakhouse Potato Salad. You can find this recipe by going to my Facebook page and searching Radio Nate. Search Radio Nate into Facebook, and then you can see this recipe, Steakhouse Potato Salad. Here's what you need. 3 pounds small red potatoes, about 12, cut into 1-inch chunks. 1/2 cup water. 1/2 cup Miracle Whip dressing. 1/4 cup Kraft Classic Ranch dressing. 6 slices Oscar Mayer bacon cooked and crumbled. 1 cup Kraft shredded cheddar cheese. 4 green onions thinly sliced. Here's how to make it. Place potatoes in 2-quart microwavable dish. Add water, cover with lid. Microwave on high 12 to 15 minutes or just until potatoes are tender, then drain. Place in large bowl. Refrigerate 1 hour or until completely cooled. Mix dressings until blended. Add to potatoes along with remaining ingredients and mix lightly. And there you have Steakhouse Potato Salad. Again, find this on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate in the Facebook. It'll pop up. And while you're there, click the like or follow button. I would appreciate that very, very much. Thanks so much to the radio station for streaming us online at wwgh1071.com. You can find this show a little bit later this week, probably Friday. Well, probably tomorrow, actually. If you go to the show archives and find Offbeat News, click on that. All the shows that I've done are be available for listening. So just click on August the 11th if you'd like to listen to it again. And so you can check that out. When you get a chance, Adam Lepp takes care of that. Thank you, Adam, for doing that. And so you can catch me next Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with another edition of Offbeat News and Trivia. Time for me to head down the road to Waldo. Thanks again to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. You heard their spot announced a couple times during the program. RadioNate.webs.com is my website. If you get a chance, check it out. RadioNate.webs.com. Stay tuned. There's lots of great positive talk coming at you here on your favorite radio station, Marion's Talking Place, WWGH. See ya.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green telling the funniest talk show story of all time about guest starring on Fantasy Island.
I was late.
Yes.
And as I always am for everything I do. And they were waiting for me. And he came up to me. He said, I meant to tell you something. Did you know you made this wait? And I said, well,